This is Peter Heinrichs, pastor of First Parish Church in Freeport. You're looking at the site of Freeport's original meeting house, which was built in 1774, when Freeport was still part of North Yarmouth. The meeting house was used for religious services as well as for secular purposes, as was the case throughout New England. Some parishioners had to travel as far as 10 miles to attend the North Yarmouth meeting house. In 1770, this section of town was set off from the rest of North Yarmouth as a separate district. Although the construction of a meeting house here eased the burden somewhat, the distance from the rest of North Yarmouth was still a problem for many Freeport residents. Maine was part of Massachusetts until 1820, and Massachusetts law required each town to support a minister. So in 1789, when Freeport separated from North Yarmouth to become an independent town, it also established its own congregational church. The first pastor was Reverend Alfred Johnson, who served for 16 years. The original building, which stood here, was taken down in 1818, and a new one was erected in the center of town on the site of the current L.L. Bean retail store. When that building burned in 1894, congregants authorized and built a third meeting house on Main Street between the sites of the first two. It still stands today as the First Parish Church Congregational United Church of Christ at 40 Main Street. Land next to the first meeting house in Freeport was set aside for a cemetery, now known as the Old Parish Burying Ground. It contains some of the oldest gravestones in Freeport from as far back as 1776. The most recent burial was in 1978. The carvings on the stone span several styles, from the winged skulls and cherubs of the 18th century, which served as stern reminders of mortality and the inevitability of death, to classical revival urn and willow motifs of the 19th century, which symbolized mourning and the immortality of the soul. Evidence confirms 72 burials here, although some records indicate that there may have been as many as 100. Notable graves include veterans of the French and Indian War, 1754-63, and the Revolutionary War, 1775-83, as well as sea captains and other prominent early Freeport residents.